Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:19 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 6th. Well, today we saw that the Nikkei bounced very emphatically. That was really in response to the yen's weakness yesterday. And it finished up on the day just a bit shy of 4%. So this is now posting the highest level for the Nikkei since 2008. And it is becoming a bit overbought in the short term, but this is a rather extreme circumstance in that the Japanese are so intent on devaluing their currency, and the stock market is a direct response to that. Following yesterday's pullback in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng was a little bit firmer. It was up about just less than a half of 1%, and the A-share market in China was up a tad, and has probably entered a more gradual phase of appreciation. Of course, with China, you don't have the currency devaluation that you have in Japan to really kick it along in terms of local currency appreciation. In Australia, the ASX was stronger by just more than 0.75%, and it continues to be led higher by the financials. Elsewhere in Asia, the Indian market was a little bit weaker, and the Malaysian market has pulled right back to test its reaction lows, and that's perhaps the weakest market in Asia at present. The Filipino market remains really very steady, and as does the Thai market, but even though we see that there are still a certain number of markets that continue to churn out these progressively higher levels, that doesn't negate the fact that they are increasingly becoming overextended relative to their trend means, which we define as the 200-day moving average, and that the risk of a reversion to that mean is becoming increasingly likely. And it looks to have already begun in Europe. And the FTSE was perhaps one of the steadier markets in Europe today, and so was the Swiss market. But the CAC was down over 1%, and the DAX was down over 1%, and both the IBEX and the MIB for Spain and Italy were a little bit weaker in here today. We've had a very good run over the last month in particular, and also from the November lows, and the potential for at least a pause in consolidation, and probably more likely is a reversion back towards the mean, really does look to be the case now in much of Europe. And in Wall Street, the Dow and the S&P finished pretty much unchanged, just in slightly positive territory, and the Nasdaq was in slightly negative territory. And here also, we've had such a good run that the potential for a pause in consolidation has really increased quite considerably. And really, when we look at the performance of markets, and so many of these indices and equities have rallied for 12 consecutive weeks and are overbought in the short term and are susceptible to some mean reversion, then it's really not that surprising, and in fact is probably healthy. Considering the fact that we've seen such a large number of markets push on either to new high ground or break out of really quite lengthy ranges and extend those advances to develop these short-term overbought conditions, it also suggests that we have substantial room in which to consolidate above those previous peaks with a view to reasserting medium-term uptrends in the next 6 weeks or so. But over the next month, we're probably more prone to some volatile action where we go up for one day and down for the next, or up for a couple of days and down for a few days. We're most likely into a much more choppy environment. And it also means that if there is a part of your portfolio which you're unhappy with, or you were waiting for a rally to lighten, then we're being presented with that type of opportunity at present. From the perspective of a medium-term investor who has something that they like, then we can anticipate that there's going to be some additional volatility, and probably the worst case scenario is a reversion back towards the mean, particularly for something that has been trending relatively consistently. Just as we see this overbought condition in stock markets, there's an oversold condition in a number of government bond markets, and government bond prices have steadied. I posted quite a number of government bond yield charts and total return charts in the last week. And what we see in a substantial number of those is that government bond yields are back to an area, the first area of potential resistance, and the government bond prices are back into a potential area of support. And they have found support. And if we see some additional volatility and weakness in stock markets, then there is the potential for an additional bounce in the government bond prices. And in the commodity complex, gold today was stronger by about $4.75, and it's hovering here in the region of $1,677. It has formed, or it has posted a bit more of a positive attitude over the last week, but it really does need to get back above $1,700 to really start to convince investors that this is a meaningful low and that demand is back into the driver's seat beyond the very short term. And platinum today was stronger by over $30, and it's back above $1,700 now in emphatic terms, and this is a new high in here today for this move to the upside. So that's really very positive indeed. And palladium, which has been leading to the upside, was a little bit weaker in here today, but certainly not in a dynamic fashion. Silver was relatively unchanged. The divergence between Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate is also noteworthy. And whereas WTI was reasonably unchanged in here today, Brent was a little bit firmer, it was up 40 cents, but it has got more of a rounding characteristic and looks like it could potentially go higher compared to WTI. And remaining with the energy sector, heating oil has been really very range-bound over the last more than a year, and it is right up there towards the upper side of that range. And if that starts to break out to the upside, then that would be not particularly good news from an inflationary perspective. And natural gas is hovering here in the region of $3.50, and it was up $3 in here, or 3 cents in here today. But it needs to do substantially more than it has done to really demonstrate that demand is returning here in the region of the 200-day moving average. The industrial metals were all pretty much weaker in here today. And among the industrial commodities, lumber was limit up. And this is one of a consecutive number of advances for lumber. And it really has been a very impressive bounce following a rather volatile period where it pulled back. And particularly the forest products sector is really benefiting from the resurgence in home building and not least the increase in exports of North American lumber to China. In the currency sector, the pound has been deteriorating has really been in a stealth bear market. And whereas the majority of headlines have focused on the efforts of Japan to weaken its currency, the pound has really fallen really quite quickly against both the euro and the dollar. And it was a little bit steadier in here today as it comes back towards the psychological 155 area against the US dollar. And the euro, which has bounced also very emphatically over the last 6 weeks or so, is right back up to $1. It was back up towards the 136, and it's back now to 135. And it is a bit overbought in the very short term. So some of those persistent advances that we've seen over the last 12 weeks are beginning to be unwound. And that's the case in stock markets from a corrective standpoint, and it's the case in government bonds from a rallying standpoint. And in some of the currencies which have had these very extreme moves, there is the potential for a bit of a pause and consolidation, or indeed a distribution, depending on which way one looks at it. And perhaps also noteworthy is the performance of the Australian dollar, because it had got right back up to the 105 to 106 area and has been pulling back So it remains within this range, which has been evident for now almost a year. But it has broken the progression of higher reaction lows within that range. And that would suggest that we're going to see a retest of the lower boundary, and we could even see it get back towards parity. And that's very much in the interests of the Australian domestic side of the economy, where the strength of the Aussie dollar has really been a barrier. And when we take a step back and we just look at what is happening out there, we've had a remarkable rally over the last 12 weeks. We're being presented with a pause and consolidation at minimum, but it's probably nothing more than that. And broadly speaking, and over the medium term, we remain within a bullish environment for stocks. And the liquidity-fueled environment that has fueled the advance over the last 12 weeks is still very much in evidence. So until we see that begin to change, then whereas there is probably some short-term rockiness in front of us, the medium-term outlook remains really quite positive. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.